Let's head to Austin, and State Representative Kyle Cassell from District 12 joins us. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Scott. Good morning. A little cooler today. I'm glad we got a cool front.
Yeah, we like that, that's for sure. Yesterday we had the Economic Outlook Conference here at the College Station Hilton, and part of the segment had to do with the two superintendents in Bryan and College Station and the problems that they were confronting, and it made me think of you because I thought, well, you know, you've got a lot of school districts, and it wasn't until I actually sat down and looked. I mean, you've got 31, is that right, different school districts in your district?
I believe that's correct. It's north of 30, and, you know, you look at those schools from McKinney County all the way down to College Station ISD. And of course, we do represent a small portion of Navasota ISD, those kids that live on this side of the Navasota River. Some unique and very different schools and small. I mean, the superintendent is not only the bus driver and the janitor and the superintendent and the most teach capacity.
Well, you know, that brings up the very problem we have when it comes to school finance is we think about the school districts that we have our kids in, and they may be large school districts, but you have some that are very small, and some of the parents in those schools want to see the same technological advances that they have in the big school districts. And so tell me a little bit about some of the concerns that you've heard from your superintendents as you get ready to tackle this season.
When you look at school finance and you look at what small schools lose, it's a smaller proportion, but it has a bigger impact because that takes away a teacher in the classroom, that takes away somebody in the office, and, you know, most of the administration, people get bogged down on school administration, but you have to have somebody chasing the paperwork in today's world. But technology is dependent on internet, and you're talking about bad internet connections. Technology not, we talk about, sharing technology in a high school. These schools are sharing technology in high school, junior high, and getting on down to elementary, the kid in kindergarten is using the same computer as the kid in 12th grade because they've got to do what they can with the resources and the limited funds they have coming in that small community.
You know, that's, and again, for people who have their kids in a regular size school like we have here in Bryan College Station in the metro area, they got to be shaking their heads to think that there's a kid in third grade or fifth grade who has to use that same computer as the junior or senior in high school does in a different computer class. And again, limited numbers of pieces. So I guess that kind of does give us a view as to how big a problem this is. Now, when do we know you get your committee assignments when?
That's the best question asked all day yesterday. I love that no matter who I stopped on the street, everybody thinks they know it. I'm putting the date of February 9th out there. That gives me two logical starting points. One, if it comes before that, I'm excited. If it comes after that, I've set my mind that that's okay. The House and Senate look completely different. We've got the State of the State coming up. We're moving slow. There's a lot of things happening, and it's not imperative that we have committees, but when the committees do come out, somebody's going to push the go button, and we're going to start moving really fast.
State Representative Kyle Cassell joining us from Austin this morning. Well, of course, you have to take care of the budget. You know that's going to have to be done, but not knowing exactly what your committee assignments are, I know you're going to want and expect to have something that's going to be agricultural and rural, that sort of thing. How are you preparing then without the committee assignments to get yourself up to speed on these issues?
Well, our issues in District 12 will always be my top priority. So whether I'm on a particular committee or not, I still have the ability with the three terms now, this being my third, just the knowledge and the relationships. You know, whoever will be at the helm of that committee will most likely be a good friend. And we've learned how to navigate the process. And, you know, one of the biggest assets of District 12 is I'm sitting there looking at both of them, and my chief of staff and my legislative director, who have been with me from day one. And that relationship, to me, is as important as the relationship with the other 149 members on the floor.